Ladies and gentlemen, Daniel Tosh.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, the OC. Woo! Nice. Where everyone's rich and white the way God intended. Oh, feels good. Don't you love living in Southern California? And people from Omaha come here. They say things like, oh, this place is great, but I like seasons. I couldn't live there. I love seasons too much. So do I. That's why I live in a place that skips the shitty ones.
Your city blows.
Life is what you make it. Make it good. I have a good life. My friends think it's so much better than it really is. Why? Because I make it better. Want to know where I'm working next week? Hawaii. How's that feel, Irvine? Enjoy your mall. I'm not in Hawaii next week. I'm in Milwaukee. But in my mind, I'm going to Hawaii. Life is what you make it. Anytime you're going someplace in your life that you don't want to go, pretend you're going to Hawaii. It's a lot cheaper. Put on your flowered shirt, run in there, be like, aloha, everybody, I'm here. They're gonna think you need a helmet, who cares? You're in the aloha state, number 50, the one that balanced out our flag. That's why we took it. I even took my girlfriend last week to Rome. Yeah, the whole time she's like, this looks like Birmingham, Alabama. I'm like, shut up, Anna Kournikova. She's like, quit calling me Anna Kournikova. I'm like, no one talks to The Rock like that, bitch. Which is funny because I don't even have a girlfriend. That was just some lady on the bus. She didn't smell what I was cooking. Now she has a knot on the forehead by the people's elbow. Do you get the joke, Carnegie Hall? You want to make your life better with zero work on your part? Start lying about everything in your life. There's no reason to ever tell the truth. My friend says, hey, can you pick me up from the airport? I'm like, yeah, I'd love to. I don't show up. I don't give a shit. What's he gonna stop being my friend over that? Then he wasn't a friend to begin with. Where were you? I waited 3 hours. You're a fool. Should've got a cab in about 30 minutes. That's what grown-ups do. Thanks for trying to inconvenience my day, though. Couldn't pick you up anyway. Ran into a group of witches. You know how witches are. They're like, let's get to the forest. Anyway, I'm in the forest making a batch of poison apples, chit-chatting about chicken soup for the alcoholic soul. Lost track of time. Sorry. You're a liar. Really? Then next week, I invite him and his girlfriend over to my house. Then I offer his girlfriend an apple. And he's like, whoa, don't eat that apple. You'll never believe this story. You remember last week when he left me at the airport? Turns out he knows witches. And they made poison apples. And the whole time I just stand behind him and I'm like, and then I can fuck his girlfriend. Yeah. It's a true story that I made up.